$182 was lodged in the account by the finance minister. And it is clear where that money came from. It did not come from anything that the NDP had left in that account. Let me repeat it. The last time that there was any movement in the debt service recovery account, reserve account, I beg your pardon, under the MPP was 22nd October 2024. The balance on that day in the account was $64,387. The next time there was a movement was 31st January 2025. And a transfer of $96,915,182 was made into the account in order to ensure that we are able to meet the obligation that arose on 18 February 2025. That is the payment of maturing coupons to bondholders. Now, if you look at the CD denominated debt service reserve account, you will find also that when the NDC took over on 7 January 2025, the last time that anything had happened in our account before the MPP left was 2nd January 2025. The amount of money in the account on that date, 2nd January 2025, was $155,463,435 Ghana cedis. Bear in mind that we are talking about payments in excess of 6 billion Ghana cedis. In addition to that, another 9 billion Ghana cedis is actually sitting in the fund as we speak to pay for maturing coupons in July and August. If you put it together, that is 15 billion Ghana cedis. Yet the balance when the NDP was sleeping was 155 million Ghana cedis. So how could they possibly see that they were the ones who built the buffer? What kind of buffer is this? If you have obligations,